confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hyped Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.tv, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.
All right, everybody, it's Wednesday night. You guys know for almost 4 years now what it is. It's Madhouse Live, number 208. Tonight we got a stacked show. Let's get my partner in crime in here right away.
Selection. Check out this selection right here.
Where you from?
Okay. Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls you nothing except for your mother. She's hurt your monkey ass.
Mr. Lapaki, how are you tonight, sir? I guess he's not doing too well, because I can't hear him. But, hey, Lapaki? Well, I don't know. I really don't, because I was just talking to him not 2 minutes ago. Okay, well, tonight's show, I'm going to get to it. This week we got Rich Miller, the matchmaker of Gladiators of the Cage. They're going to, I believe, Northfield Park. Hold on, let me see something. Let me try this again. I'm going to mute him. Hey, can you hear me? Lapaki. I do not know what's going on, folks. Oh, hey, I can hear you. Lapaki, can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's not Lapaki, though.
Hey, Carl, I don't know what happened. I can hear you. You can hear me. Hey, look.
I can.
Everybody, the madman, the one and only, the original host of this show, has dropped in. I don't know. Lapaki says he's live. I can hear him, like, scratching on his microphone, but dude, we're going to be talking Gladiators of the Cage. We're also going to be talking with Leroy Montoya, Texas made, throwing out a Warrior's Edge, Luda Elite, little Bujitsu. Carl, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. I was just listening to you on the radio. Sounded like you were missing a co-host, and I had a couple minutes to spare, so I called in.
Well, Lapaki's called back in. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing good, man. I would love to know what just happened. I mean, we came out of the break, and I was like, if you see what I was telling you, it was a dead air.
I tell you what, right now, this is like an old acid trip, folks. The three of us on a show? Wow, does this take me back.
Dude, how's the weather up north?
For up north, it's pretty hot.
You guys in the 60s?
Probably somewhere around there, yeah. I don't think in your funny Fahrenheit.
Hey, Carl, how did Canada do in the World Cup?
The World Cup of chess?
Yes.
We did great.
Hey, since we got a few
How's
minutes,
the
like,
chickens? How are the yeah. chickens?
Vicious, angry, mean, and hungry.
How many eggs a week are you getting?
Oh, man, tough question. Let's see, seven, this is math. Let's see, 7 days a week, three chickens, let's see, two, one, four, eight, probably 11.
Dude, Canadian math is crazy.
Okay, we got a great school system.
Hey, BFL, upcoming BFL. I just want to talk about it, Carl. What do you think about the heavyweight title fight?
Smythe wins.
It's an interesting matchup. It's gonna. I don't know. I can't wait to see it. I think about it, I think excitement.
That's exactly what I think, man. I think don't blink.
Yeah, I can't think of your guy's name from down in Washington that's coming up, but you know, I've seen our guy fight live a couple times. He's a beast. Brings it to the table.
Spitz is a former defensive lineman and offensive lineman at Washington State for the football team. Like 6'6",
yeah.
Probably like 270, and not a Roy Nelson 270, more like a Travis Brown 270.
That'd be
built
the guy.
Really a lot like Travis Brown. Yeah, really built a lot like Travis Brown. And,
have you seen him fight?
Has one punch KO. I've seen a tape of him in a gym, but I haven't seen a fight. Jeff said that he's two first-round KOs. Just blasted these guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait. Saturday. BFL 31, Saturday. Awesome.
Are you going?
I wish. It's like on the other side of the province. That's like a state, except that it's a Canadian thing.
So that would be like a two-day drive?
it would be a good 12-hour haul.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Man, I think you should do it.
Is he coming down to Cage Quest?
Could happen. We'll see.
All right, you know I'm going to be there. Lepak's going to be there.
We've heard that before.
In a perfect world.
Yes. Well, hey,
see,
Carl.
That'd be awesome to sit with Carl at an event cage side. I just want to watch you work the camera, bro.
He's the Yoda of this club, man. This is the guy that started it all. But look, Carl, you know I got mad love for you, but I'm kicking you off the show, brother, because I got my co-host back.
Dude,
and, we've got our first guest already sitting in queue. Time's rolling by.
Carl, you know, on behalf of my co-host, I apologize to the great disrespect that he has shown you. We would like to give you an opportunity to thank your sponsors and let everybody know where they can find you that in case they forgot.
You can find me on tomorrow's Madhouse Minutes vlog. That's it. I'm out of here. Have a good show, guys.
Hey, punch a moose, buddy. Punch a moose.
Okay.
This is my donkey style.
Right? Oh. Hey, everybody. Carl the Madman.
Always
going to
catch up with Carl.
Yeah, well,
dude,
I'm ready
to get more chickens, bro. He needs to get more chickens going, man.
Have you
only getting 11 eggs a week? Yeah.
Well, it's Canada, dude. Have you noticed those chickens are some mean little chickens? But, hey, look, we've got another old friend to the show in queue. We're bringing him on live right now. This is the matchmaker, Rich Miller from Gladiators of the Cage. How you doing, Rich?
Good, man. How you been, Skippy?
We've been doing good, man. Me and Lepaki are happy to have you back on. You guys got a great event, something that I think is not done enough in this country. And we've got Road to Glory 7 going down, Pittsburgh versus Cleveland.
Right, man.
Great card. And I got to tell you what, your main event, Dom Steele, Jose Figueroa, that's a great match.
Yeah, man. We were really looking forward to that. Whenever I was talking to their management, and we were looking for a good headlining fight, man. I was just talking to some different managements and writing some guys down and put this one together, man. Dawn Steele's been on a tear with a 5-fight win. Figueroa's been on a little bit of a layoff, but come back strong with a win. And he's been spending some time down there at the M1 fight series. So, I mean, these guys are both stellar fighters.
Well, it's definitely a great main event. I mean, this could be a main event anywhere. I like it. Like, you just touched on it. Both of what they've done over the last 18, 24 months has been impressive. This card, I believe, is going to have 4 pro and 10 amateurs. Is that right?
We got 5 pro and 10 amateurs.
Now, on the amateur side, did we try to match up as many, you know, Pittsburgh versus Cleveland? Is that completely down the card or what?
Yeah, most of it is. I know I was working with Robert a good bit, you know, the owner of Gladiators and Cage, and we put a lot of guys out of the Pittsburgh area to come fight. We got guys coming from the Henzo Gracie Pittsburgh Academy over to fight. I think they have 3 guys on the card. We have guys from the Penn Hills MMA, which is outside of Pittsburgh. I think they have 4 guys on the card. Amateurs, so we really went out and searched out some guys in Pittsburgh and brought them along with us.
Now
is the rivalry in MMA as big as it is in football?
What's that?
Is that rivalry between Cleveland and Pittsburgh as big in MMA as it is in football?
We're trying to build it up that way, that's for sure. I'm sure all the tensions rise high no matter what sporting event it is with Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Now,
dude, I hope
you
get guys there with dog masks on. That would be awesome.
You know, I got to know, how hard or easy was it for you to grab what you felt were fair fights? Because obviously you guys have been really dominate, you know, the MMA scene in your state. And now you guys are coming to Cleveland, you know, and you guys have to look for top talent there. Do you have some connections there? Was it easy to find the guys you needed, or was it a little bit of a struggle?
I think Gladiators Cage has been really blessed with gyms really wanting to get on board with us and participate in our shows. We'll just try and bring a quality product, and, I mean, we want guys to showcase their skills on a very, very nice venue. And we spend the money to make it so. So it seems like a lot of people are gravitating to our show just because of the environment we create for all these fighters.
Now, I know that you guys, it seems this year you guys have really stepped up the amount of events. Is this because you guys just have too many fighters? Is this because the ticket sales are calling for more events? You know, just compared to last year, you guys are holding, I think, quite a few more events.
Yeah, I think we're going to go 7 or 8 shows this year, and we're doing 3 in a row right now. We just did June. We're doing July in Cleveland, and we're coming back to Pittsburgh in August. So, I mean, we're really just trying to stamp our mark, man.
Now, so are we going to see you alternate between, Rise of the North Shore Rise to Power, and then the Road to Glory event, and then back to Rise to Power? Is that how we're going to see it go?
Yeah. Right now we're on the Road to Glory, and then we're going to head back to the North Shore Rise to Power, back on the North Shores of Pittsburgh here August 9th.
All right. Your last card was really good down there. I'm super excited to see who you guys put on the next card. But talking about the card coming up down in Pittsburgh, down in Cleveland, Northfield Park, Ohio.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your co-main real quick. It's a title fight still, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have Zach Goble, and he's our current title holder at 170 against Rocky Edwards. And Rocky Edwards, he's fought some pretty stellar guys, man. He's got some pretty good guys on his resume.
Do you see what it takes in Rocky to bring the fight to Zach and take his title?
Yeah, I think Rocky's a pretty aggressive fighter. He's a pretty dynamic fighter. You know, he can wrestle. He's got good striking. So, I mean, and I think that he has what it takes to bring a good fight to Goble.
Goble's a tough young kid, folks. Is he 4-1 or 5-1 right now?
Here's Porter one right now, and Gunner is a really tough kid. He is very early in his developmental stages, but he is just a natural athlete. He is in the gym. He lives in the gym. I mean, he's training all the time. It's just his life.
Well, I love it. You know, I want to talk a little bit. We still have three other pro fights, and I'm not going to lie, I don't have the list in front of me. And I don't remember who else you got going. So let's break down the next fight on the card that's a pro fight.
Okay, we got Gordon Espinoza and Jeremy Pender. And Jordan's fought for us before. He fought Dominic Mazzara in a main event at a North Shore Rise of Power event at Stage AE. And that fight went a couple rounds. Jordan's been pretty active lately, too. I know he's been traveling in between Kentucky and Ohio doing a good bit of fights. I talked to Jordan's coach, and this fight here is scheduled at 130 pounds. Jordan's going to make the move down to 125. He feels that's a better fit for him. Just feels that he doesn't have the size at 135, not that he doesn't have the skill set. But you know how it goes when you got somebody weighing in on top of you. You may have skill, but that weight will just wear you out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's very true. The next fight that we'd be looking at in succession would be who?
We got Joey Holt from Team Impact and Eric Moon out of Michigan from MASH Fight Team. Eric Moon fought for us in the very first Road to Glory. And that was before I was even the matchmaker at Garage of the Cage. I think I came in about their third event. And then Joey Hitman Holt, he's fought some pretty tough guys coming right out of the box. He took a little layoff from MMA, did some boxing. And, I mean, he took on Julian Lane, and he took on Rob Hanna, which both very, very good fights.
And he's facing, you said, Eric Moon?
Yeah, Eric Moon.
Okay, that's
he's out of Michigan.
Yes. I don't know much about him, but I'm interested to see this matchup. Now, I finally grabbed the card real quick. I guess next would be the Jeremiah Yeager-Jeff Smith fight?
Yes, yes. Jeremiah, he's part of the Pennsylvania crew. He wanted to come back and fight for us. He looks like he's had a little bit of rough out going at turning pro. He's looking 0-3. He's hoping to get his first win. Jeff Smith is teammate with Jordan Espinoza, and he wanted to get on this card. So I thought it was a good matchup for both of them.
Now, is Jeff Smith also fighting out of Pennsylvania?
Jeff Smith is out of the Demolition Fight Team. I believe they're in Findlay, Ohio.
Okay.
Gary Young runs that crew.
Okay, cool. You know, breaking down this card so far, the pro card so far has been really nicely set up. Looking down, I know you got some amateur fights. Is there some amateurs maybe the rest of the country should pay attention to that are fighting on this card that you think are going to make waves down the road?
Yeah, the two 185ers here, we have Dan Kakuta and Aaron Deffrey. That's actually Ben's defending our 185 title in that fight. I know Ben's looking to go pro if he wins this fight, I believe. Very dynamic fighter, Dan is. Very well-rounded. Very calm and calculated in the cage. You can see him just processing his opponent while he's fighting, watching for openings and everything. Very calm demeanor in the cage. You can't teach that.
You know, it's so funny. You know, in football, we talk about quarterback IQ. And I believe there's that same vein in fighters. Certain fighters just technically and mentally can dissect the fight while it's going on, and that's an invaluable tool.
Yeah, I mean, if you just watch him, I mean, I watch him just because he's a matchmaker. I just process these guys and see, you know, how they're doing in a cage. And watching Dan, it's interesting to watch him. He's very calm and collected in there. It's interesting to see. Aaron Jeffrey's opponent, and he's coming down out of Ontario to fight. He's 7-1, and I believe he holds the Ohio Fighting Championship 185 belt.
So dude, that's a, you know, I'll be honest, that's a really good organization. They've been doing it for a long time. They're very strong, and they usually have great matchups. So that's a great test.
Yes, yes, and that's what Bam wants to do. Told me he wants to fight the best, and he's ready to start getting at it. And I know he wants to get the pro. Bam's 32 years old, so we've been keeping him busy because he knows time's on his side. You know what I mean? Trying to get this pro career launched.
Now, if he goes in there against Jeffries and is dominant, Jeffries being 7-1, 7-2-ish title holder, do you think that would, in your opinion, do you think that would push him to the point that he's ready to go pro?
Yeah, I think that would be a good move for him. I mean, obviously, it's all part of his management and coaches. Stephen Spottmeyer down there at Wright's Gym takes care of his fellas. And, I mean, Ben definitely has the tools to do it. It's just whether or not his coaches want to make him go pro or if they want to have him do a couple more Emmy fights.
So is he still – so is this a title fight or is this just two champions facing off? Okay, it is.
Yeah, Ben's going to defend his Gliders of the Cage title.
Okay. Oh, so if – for some reason Jeffries wins it, will you have to bring him into Pennsylvania to defend it, or would you have him still defend it in Ohio?
I can bring him into PA. That's not an issue. We can bring him into any event that he can defend at.
That's cool, man. That's one cool thing about what you guys are doing. Hey, Lepaki, I know I cut you off. Did you want to jump in?
I was just wondering if the amateur title fights are going to be 5-3s or 3-3s.
I think it's scheduled for 3-3s, to be honest with you.
Is that the same in Pennsylvania?
We do 3 3-minute rounds, and that's where Greg says. Now the pros can go, you know, the 5-5, but we're doing the 3 3-minute round.
Now I know that you guys right now, you know, you're going from the Pittsburgh area into the Cleveland area, and now you're starting to bring fighters from farther north and south. Are you personally, or do you have a team out there kind of looking to see who's around and within a region, you know, so that you can try to get them on your cards because you see talent that you want? Or how is this working for you guys to find these fighters farther and farther away?
I've been doing a lot of research. You know, that's a lot of nighttime stuff, watching footage and looking through MMA.com and checking guys' records and seeing how they're winning and trying to reach out there and talk to coaches because – you don't want to end up in that situation that you're just reusing fighters all the time, because then it's just going to be burned out. So, I mean, granted you have your local draw guys, which you put on the card, but you got to be willing to bring in the outside talent to keep it fresh so that all of their fan base can see them fight different people.
I agree. You know, me and Lepaki talk
about
that.
That's really
the
only way they can test themselves is by fighting that different competition, you know. It's really the best way to find out if you're ready.
I mean, our last AJ, we fight for a pre-main event and an amateur main event. We brought the guys up from North Carolina to fight, and it was Eric Cardon fought Mike Wilkins in our main event, and then Steve Mowry fought Boom Boom Gordon for our heavyweight amateur title. So, you know, we're looking to bring people from the outside in. That way we can keep it fresh for us. And then if we do decide to start traveling, we already have that base of different camps that we can draw from if we decide to make that move.
Hey, I want to touch on one of your undercard amateur fights. I believe it's Goodloe and Grossman. Grossman... theoretically, you could call him somebody who's kind of seasoned as an amateur. What was it that you saw in Goodloe that you wanted to test him against somebody like Zach, who's been in there, I don't know what, 7-8 fights? And Dion's undefeated right now. So obviously you're putting a test in there for him. What was it you saw that you felt that this was a good matchup?
Well, here's the funny part about that matchup. I really didn't have much to do with that matchup. Those guys were scheduled to fight at a different event, and the event got canceled, so they got a hold of me and said, hey, bro, can we put this on? And I'm like, well, that's an easy one for me. You guys want to fight already, let's just do it.
I love it.
It was a good match for me. These guys just ready to roll.
Dude, that is classic. That's like instant matchmaking. Pour water, stir, you're done.
That's it. Just add Cage.
Just add Cage. Yeah, because I felt that was, you know, Goodlow has really been impressive. I know that his wins both have been decision wins, one a split and one a unanimous, but he's in some nasty little fights, and I believe the kid's got a lot of heart and talent, you know, and I know Zach's kind of been, you know, up and down, but he always shows, he always performs well, so I think this is a great fight for fans to pay attention to. It could be a really exciting matchup.
Right, and Zach fights some tough guys, and Zach is out of the Henzo Gracie Pittsburgh, so he's part of that crew that's coming out there with us.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, yeah. Good card, man. You put together a really nice card. Have you had any issues with dropouts? Are we hearing anything? Is everything still pretty tight?
No, everything's been pretty good. We're slowly getting our medicals in. Just starting to contact guys, making sure they're on their blood work and their eye exams, and everything's pretty straight, man. I mean, contracts are done, pros are signed in. So, I mean, we're just moving forward. We haven't had anybody really drop, to be honest with you. I haven't had that phone call, hey, man, I'm out. So it's been pretty nice.
Well, so you know, folks, Saturday, July 19th, Gladiators of the Cage, Road to Glory 7 at the Hard Rock Casino and Hard Rock Live in North Field Park, Ohio. And all you folks can join us next week because we'll have one half of the co-main event, Jose Figueroa, on this show to talk about his fight with Dom Steele. You know, we're going to try to help, you know, push this show for you as
dirty,
much as we
dude.
Can. Yeah.
That's going to be a dirty fight. That's going to be a dirty fight.
Man, I mean, I can see what really happened right there, man. They're just going to get at it, I have a feeling.
I hope you got a good cut, man.
I don't see that fight ever going to the ground. I don't see that fight ever touching the ground.
No, they're just going to get at it.
Hey, if David Maldonado is listening, son, you need to be here because they're going to need you because this is going to be a bloody, bloody fight.
Yeah, they're going to need some patchwork done, I think.
Now, Chris, by the time this fight's going on, the main event, will you be able to sit back and enjoy it and knowing that, hey, you know, you guys put together a great event and you can sit down and enjoy the main event before you got to get back to work when it's over?
Well, normally it's kind of funny. As a matchmaker, it's kind of cool on this end because I try and find time to watch all the events because I got to see the performance of these fighters. So down the road, if they want to come back, you know, I know how they do in the cage and, you know, those kind of things. So I try and take as much time during the evening to sit down and watch the fights, to be honest with you.
That's cool.
That's great.
It's really cool because we talk to a lot of matchmakers who say they don't even get to see the event.
Dude, I make sure I see it because, like I said, I want to see the performance of these guys. You know, because you talk to so many managers and you watch so much film and you look at the opponents they have fought, but to really watch them fight in the cage and like I said, like watching Kakuta and his presence in the cage, those are things you can't watch on film or you can't learn from a manager or a coach.
You're right. You're right. I mean, obviously, you know, we've talked about this before. Me and the
coach's job to sell everybody.
Yeah, it is. But being a matchmaker who sits there and watches his fights play out, you see who, with a punch, ends up changing how they fight versus how, you know, what you see on tape.
Right. I mean, you can see guys who are very dynamic and not so one-dimensional that if their wrestling's not working and they got to switch to their striking game, and if they do that and they're effective, well, then, you know they're a more well-rounded fighter, so when you're trying to match them down the road, you know what their performance is all about.
Yeah, because like Lopaki said, coaches will sell you. He'll say, this fighter is aggressive, he stands up, but then you watch and you see, well, every time he drops his hand, he takes that left, he gets shaky, he backs off, he doesn't want to engage. I don't need this guy fighting for me.
Right. We want guys that are just going to step in there and do work.
Yeah, and you got that in the main event, man. I tell you what. And I believe you've also got that in your co-main. I believe Zach is going to get everything he can handle from Rocky, and I think that will be another great fight as well.
Yeah, I do too. And we got August 9th in Pittsburgh, we got Dominic Mazzotta returning to the cage against Chris Dunn.
Yeah, I saw that. That is really cool. You know, Dunn, obviously, he's got that seasoned experience. He's gritty. But, you know, Dominic is the new breed kind of, you know, kind of kid, you know. I mean, this is a great fight.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are just like the next evolution of MMA, you know, trying to put it all together. So, and then his teammate, Chris Dempsey, shout out to him going to the UFC July 19th in Ireland.
Oh, that's, I saw that. That's impressive. You know, these kids are getting to train with better and better and better fighters and athletes and coaches these days than, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm glad to see Pittsburgh is, I mean, over the last couple of years, we're really starting to take off here. And, I mean, there it is. Our guys are starting to get noticed. Chris Dempsey getting the shot at the UFC. You got a couple of star guys like Cody Garbrandt, Mark Jericho, Adam Milstead, you know, Francis Healy, all these guys, you know, they're the next breed of MMA and right here in the Steel City, you know. So I'm hoping all these guys make it to the big show.
Now,
Rich, do you see yourself maybe bringing up Brett Schoenfeldt back?
Schoenfeldt? Schoenfeldt was supposed to fight on this card, and I don't know what happened. So I think he's probably going to fight a complete devastation by November 1st up there in his hometown. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's going to come back. What's that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no. I said, I don't know. He'll come back and fight on a Gladiators card, but I think he's going to wait it out and probably fight in front of his hometown.
And then what about maybe Charlie Gathers on a future card?
Yeah.
I've been talking to Charlie. Charlie's been wanting to come fight. I like to put him on a Stage AE show, so I've been talking to the promoter a little bit about that. So we'll probably be in talks. I know he's fighting Jason Wolf this coming weekend on the Pinnacle FC card.
Yep. Yeah, he's somebody we love and have supported for some time. And just so the folks out there know, I know not everybody's going to live close enough to hit the Hard Rock Casino for Road to Glory 7, but don't worry, folks. All these fights we're talking about will be on pay-per-view at GOTCMMA.com. So,
correct.
Credit card, debit cards, no food stamps. You guys hit them up, buy it, support it. This is going to be a great event. You guys want to see this.
Yeah, I think it's only $20 too, so, you know, it's an easy pay-per-view to pay for, man. It's only 20 spots.
Yeah, and I mean, the main event, folks, is worth it right there.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to watch that fight, man. I've been really excited about that since we put it together.
It's funny, Dom Steele, we just interviewed him, a written interview, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago. We did one of our guys out of Ohio that works at Madhouse did it. And then I was just talking with Jason Ellis the other day about Jose and his camp and how everything's going. I was excited, you know, for this fight a couple weeks ago, but as time, you know, what, we're July 19th, what, we're just 10 days away. This is a great, great, I mean, we're going to get more excited, and especially getting to talk to Jose fight week. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Jason Ellis is a great guy, man. I just recently started working with him, and he's got a great roster of fighters. So I was actually supposed to have Amanda Bell on our last North Shore fight to fight Jessica Zonchik, but unfortunately Jessica ended up with a knee injury during training. So we were talking about putting that fight together here later in the year.
I tell you what, big shout-out to the Lady Killer, repping Madhouse.
Yep.
Has been for years. We love her. We are so proud to sponsor her, and I'd love to see her on that card. She'll beat up some women for you.
Oh, I know. And I mean, that is the co-main event on our card, man, and it fell apart, and we were like, oh, man, that would have been a great co-main event, you know?
Yeah.
So, we're gonna put that fight back together here in the future. We've already talked to John Cook, who was Zomchik's trainer, and I talked to Ellis, and everybody seems willing to put that fight back together, so I'm sure it will happen.
Oh, yeah. I 100% think that's going to be a great fight, great, you know, for the fans, great for both fighters. You know, we got a few minutes left before we start to wrap up this segment. I want you to take some time right now, man. Anything you need to get out about the event, social media, anywhere fighters can get a hold of you guys, whatever you want, sponsor shout-outs, whatever you want. Rich, take your time.
Yeah, man. I mean, if everybody's going to check out our new website, GSDCMMA.com. We're always putting new things out there, posting up the next event. We're doing our pay-per-views through there. Scott Benton, who is our general manager now, he's handling the website. He handles a lot of the ticket sales. He's been a great asset to us. Robert brought him on board not here, you know, probably in the last few months. And he's really done a lot of work. He takes a lot of pictures for us. So he's been traveling out to the Hard Rock. We put a little commercial together you can see on YouTube. We got a bunch of sponsors out there. It's hard to get through all of it, but they know who they are. They've been helping us all along the way. But Robert Joseph, he's been a great guy. He's been in the wheelhouse steering this thing, and hopefully we can keep on track and moving around and hopefully maybe catch a different state here in the near future, maybe head down south somewhere.
I like it. I like it. Well, I tell you what, I think the Stage AE deal that you guys have had in place, and it looks like for some time to come as well, is a great, great event for fans. And then for you to take it on the road to the Cleveland area for those fans, this is what it's about, supporting local MMA. I love it. I think you're putting together some great cards. And I'm going to work on trying to get Spencer to cover the event live for Madhouse. I'm not sure. I'm waiting for a response from him, but trying to get him down there to cover this coming up, Road to Glory. So, and like I said, Rich, we love having you on. We want to have you on before the next event and continue working with you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I like talking to you guys. It's a lot of fun trying to get our name out there, and I appreciate all the support you guys give us. So, can't thank you guys enough.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
Man, thanks for the main event, Rich.
Thanks, man. I can't wait to watch it. Well, I'll be just standing there watching it. You know what I mean? It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to kick an official out of the seat so you get a better chair?
Dude, I just take one up. I always seem to find a cage side seat somewhere.
This out right now, fans who are at Road to Glory 7 at the Hard Rock Casino. Anybody who could send me, the first person who sends me a videotape of Rich carrying down a chair to watch the main event, I'll send you a free T-shirt.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's going to be great because you know how many people are going to be like, who is that a-hole? This is not fair. This guy's just carrying a chair.
Like, where did he come from?
He ain't been here all night. He's just going to walk up? Hey, thank you, Rich, so much for joining us tonight.
All right, man. Thank you, and you guys take it easy.
Later. Everybody, you guys get out there. Like I said, it's going to be a pay-per-view at GOTC MMA. Only $20, main event, Dom Steele, Jose Figueroa. If you live close enough, let's get out to the Hard Rock Casino and the Hard Rock Live in Northfield Park outside of Cleveland, and let's pack this joint. Show them what you guys want. That's great fights. All you got to do is show up, man. Stack that place. He'll be back with more fights. Oh,
did you just snort? Did you just snort at the end of that?
I think I did. I was like,
I think you did, dude.
I was like, I'm running out of breath, man. I'm fat and lazy. You know that, man. Like, going to the fridge, I break a sweat. Great.
Oh,
hey, guys, this is going to be a great card. I was really good talking to Rich. The second hour, folks, we're going to have Texas-made MMA's own Leroy Montana. Fighting out of Warrior's Edge. And I believe Billy Boo from Bujitsu will be dropping in with him. I don't know about that.
Well, at least you got that part right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I do know that right now we were all tagged in a. I was tagged in a post that Leroy is actually fixing the shower and put on his suit for this radio interview. So we're going to have us one sharp dressed gentleman on the show for once instead of guys like me wearing just boxers and an old wife beater.
You're nasty.
I love that outfit. It's my favorite next to my overalls.
Yeah, just keep sticking to overalls, bro.
Dude,
today, man, I tell you what, I could have worn overalls in the kitchen, man. It was, dude, the swamp cooler went out. Man, it was like 140 in that kitchen.
Oh, I bet, dude. You don't want to be in a kitchen without a cooler, bro.
Yeah.
Without some kind of cooling system.
Dude, it was...
That's the worst thing you can have happen, bro.
It was horrible. And then, I had to let people go, so I had to work a double in it. It's horrible, man. I was like, is this punishment?
You had to let people go? Like, you fired somebody today?
Like, most of the crew.
Really?
Yeah. So, back to working 12-hour
wow,
days,
man.
6 days a week.
Why did you do that?
Dude, I'll tell you, because the owner sent me a fucking video clip of my staff sleeping on the couch during customers in the restaurant.
What? People
yeah.
in the restaurant and people sleeping on the couch?
My cooks.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I was like, that just you can't do that. I mean, we can't do that. It's not going to work. You know, that's not how you run a business. So, until I hire new
dude,
people,
that
I gotta,
is rad, dude.
That's pretty gangster to do that at work.
I mean, especially because you know that you're on camera.
Dude, that's the thing is, like, I was sitting there, and I thought he was just sitting on the couch when I looked at the video cameras, and then the owner sent me a picture, and I was like, oh, man. You know, and when the owner sends it to you, you know he's telling you, like, he didn't post anything with it, no words. He just sent me that. That's like, handle this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I tell you what, anybody out there who can hook me up with a Camel sponsorship, I'll be ever in your debt. Okay.
How many Camels did you smoke today before you fired the guy and after you fired the guy?
Oh, dude, I love firing people. It don't bother me none. So
it didn't bother me either when I got to terminate people, but I always used to go and have one cigarette before, and then I'd have two cigarettes after I fired somebody.
Oh, no. I had it. I was smoking while I was talking to them. I had my feet up on the desk.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, how's it going today? He's like, not too good. I was like, yeah, it's about to get worse.
And then he
yeah.
said,
what? Why? Okay. Are you serious? Really? I was like, yeah, you're fired. Go home. What? No. I was like, yeah.
See, the first person you fire at makes you or breaks you, man. Either you have a successful first time, and then the rest of the time you kind of enjoy it, and the times you want to find somebody to fire, or you immediately just always hate it, you know? Like, you can't stomach it. You're like, you feel bad for them, you know, even though you have these reasons that you're firing them. It's like, why would you feel bad for them? They're obviously not performing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's, like, a big tough guy or a single mom or, you know, an 18-year-old kid. I mean, like, dude, if I don't think I need you, I'm going to fire you. If it's your birthday, the day your wife left you, whatever, it doesn't bother me now because, you know what, that's your personal business. This is work. I know it's a hardcore attitude to have, but I'll tell you right now, if Jeff worked for me, I'd fire him every day just for fun.
I don't think he could handle it, dude.
I think he'd come to work with a shotgun. That's what I think. But what I he's going postal. Hey, I need to take care of something real quick. I'm gonna play a commercial. And we'll be right back, folks. How's that? Speaking of Jeff.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards.
Lynch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinched.com. Again, that's GetClinched.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
This nincompoop doesn't know that we're still on the air.
Okay, Gorg, look, it's not about the hit points right now. I'm just trying to work on my swordsmanship.
Totally OD, dude.
Sorry, look, this chainmail doesn't cover all of me. I have emotions still.
Hey! Gandalf, nice dress.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
What's up, Lapaki? Hour number two is upon us. Here in a few minutes, we'll be sitting down talking to this young stud coming up at the game, Leroy. At Texas Made MMA. Whoa, son. What's wrong with you? You need to fix and adjust your stuff. Okay.
You need to adjust your stuff, Jack. We're still in the first hour, bro.
Oh. Oh, we are. Look at that. I misread the timer. Hey, we got a few minutes. What do you think about Kovacs and Munson down there at Fight Time?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, who wins?
I mean, Kovacs needs to get through his fight on the 19th first. But I'll be picking Kovacs if he makes it to that fight.
Ah.
He has a big shot.
There's been a lot of test in front of him. Do you think the new transition to the new gym is going to motivate him maybe more than he has been over the last year or so?
I don't think so.
You think we're just going to have the same?
I think the gym's just a corner. I think a gym is just a corner from that. I think that's just something to corner.
Hey, and by the way, Jeff, I totally forgot about the Scherner fight. That's right. So, yeah, he's got three tests in front of him. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Because he's got that kid from Montana coming up. You know?
I think, what is it, Paddock or something?
Yeah, Andy Paddock.
I think, Scherner's the hardest test of all three of them. I think that Scherner is going to, and the only reason I say this is watching Scherner in that tournament down there in Utah, the last time he really was super active, he was quickly grabbing up legs, you know, and slamming people to the ground and just grinding on them to get through that tournament. I think that's what he's going to do to Kovacs is put Kovacs on his back and just out-jits him.
I think that while Fabio is obviously, like, the most skilled and has the best skill set, I think that Pettic is actually the more dangerous of the two.
Well, I just want to say, Jeff, I disagree. I do not believe Scherner's going to try to stand and bang with him in any way. I think Scherner's going to set up a double, you know, hook, a jab, overhand right, something to bring Kovacs' hands up off his waist, and boom, that's it. He's on his ass. Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying they were going to try to stand and bang. Yeah, I agree. Scherner's going to try to lay two, three punches, and then he's on the ground. I don't think Scherner wants to try to bang with him. I think he wants to grind it out on the ground, whether it's a decision or straight armbar. I think he just wants it on the ground. And as you said, Andy, you might be 100% right on that, bro. I mean, you know, some of the guys that I think Kovacs has fought over the years are definitely solid fighters. Some might not have been at the prime spot in their careers or on the best, you know, camps coming into some of their fights, but I think we're going to see what Kovacs is made of in these next three fights, and especially how quickly in succession they are. I mean, if he can make it through all three of them, he needs to really take a serious look about going somewhere else completely in this world and fighting. If he misses two of the three, then maybe he should reevaluate what he's doing. And look,
I think, I think getting all three is going to be a real task.
I just
so isn't one like the 19th and then the 2nd and then the fight time is the 19th or something?
Yeah, you're pretty close. I think you might even be 100% right on the exact dates. Look, we've seen Munson do it. You know, we know he can make six fights in 8 weeks. We've seen him do it. This is going to be, if Matt can pull this off, not only obviously is it good for his wallet, but it's going to be good for his career because hopefully with him being, in the heavyweights and people out there seeing him fight regularly and fight solid competition and win, it could open some doors for him. But if he shows up, lazy and lethargic and gassing out in the first round and getting beat up in the first fight, in the second fight, there won't be a third. And, I mean, at that point, he's got to reevaluate his whole choices. But I'm hoping he goes on. I just don't see him. I don't see him winning but one of the three.
Wow, really? I think he goes two and one.
I think he goes win, loss. Loss, win, sorry. I think Andy, Fabriano both beat him. I think Andy might get a submission win early. I think Fabriano gets a decision, and I think Munson loses to a TKO.
Hmm. We're going to find out, brother.
And
Matt's the kind of guy that if he wins the first two, he'll win the third. If he wins the first one, he'll win the second one. That's just the way I see it.
Well,
if he wins the first one, he'll win all three.
Well, okay, Jeff, throw in your third. How does he do against the snowman? I like that pick. Hey, guys, here in about 2-3 minutes, we're going to be getting our next guest on. We'll probably spend about a half hour or so.
Oh, you're in here in like 17 minutes.
17?
Yeah, dude.
I told him 8:05.
Well, I told everybody 8:15, man.
So let's make a middle ground and go with 8:08.
I don't see how that's the middle, but he must have been doing some Canadian math.
I've been using Canadian math. Did that not work out right?
No, not particularly. Well, if you told him 8:05, just go 8:05.
Yeah, they just sent me a text. So, yes, we're calling him at 8:05.
Who did? Shut your mouth, hillbilly. Dude, so we're going to have to hear stories about restaurants down in Texas tonight. I hope so, man. Let's hear about some good ones, though.
Dude, he trains right across the street from the restaurant I managed for about a year, this Mexican restaurant that pulls like $3 million a year, man. They got a drive-through, a bar, and a restaurant, all three separate inside of one building. Killing it. I'm talking like the drive-thru. People coming by and getting like 25 tacos, 3 and 4 pounds of fajitas. I mean, just, dude, we killed it there, man. But, yeah, probably because his gym is right across the street. It was a blockbuster when I was
there. Did you ever go in the gym?
The gym wasn't there when I was working. He came like a year later. It used to be like a crazy bar and then I believe a flower shop or something. I don't know, man. You're asking me to think back a long time ago, man. Yeah. Here. I'm going to call him right now. I'll be right back.
Oh, you're calling him right now? 5 minutes early. Dude, do you know how to read a clock?
Ah, oh, man.
We're going with 805.
Calling them right now.
Okay, hey, okay.
Why did you say you were going to call them at 805 then?
Okay,
you should have said
so,
I'm going to call them right now. Because then...
So are you saying decision, TKO for wins, losses? What are you saying? Win, loss, win? Win, win, loss?
I'm going to go controversial, loss, win, win.
Nice. I see we all on the same boat. TKO. the decision also, I believe, is correct. I believe
just like
that,
nothing is right here. Just like nothing is right about these selections.
Do you
guys radio boy?
Matt Kovacs once punched out a cow.
He will not lose decision.
Jeff's like, Matt's never lost a fight that was fair. Oh, I tell you what. Hey, don't forget.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah, hold on. I've got my order wrong. I've got decision win, controversial loss, TKO win. I have my first two guys backwards. Because he doesn't fight Fabiano first. He fights Paddock first.
He won't lose a decision. Why? Dude, he's going to lose a decision. You know why? Because if he doesn't perform and finish the fight, he's going to get outworked.
I'm just not sure. I think it's going to be really hard to hold
Paddock down.
No, dude. I think he's going to beat Paddock.
Oh.
Be a decision. I don't think he's going to finish him. I think Andy Pettick's a tough guy. I don't think he's going to finish him. But I think Matt will do enough to win the fight.
You did.
And then he's going to get a controversial decision loss against Fabiano.
Okay. So he's going to
TKO went over months. And I told you I had the order back. I had it mixed up, man. That's why I changed the order. Ooh.
Okay. So
come on,
the first. The first event at Cage Warrior Combat is a decision win over Andy, and you don't see him losing that. You see him grinding out a decision. I see it the opposite way.
Yeah.
I see him finished. that was a mistake, sir.
Okay. And then against Fabiano, I think he loses a split decision. And then I think he gets a TKO over Munson.
Oh, I agree with the TKO over Munson. I think he loses a decision to Fabiano, and I think he gets finished in the Andy fight. Who? Drop the bomb. Say it. I'll say it live on air right now. Say it. Dare you. Rich Karen? No way. If that's true, I will go up on. No. No way. Dude, are you serious? Are you serious?
That's
Cage Warrior Combat.
That's the greatest news
Dude.
Ever.
Cage Warrior Combat just hired owner and founder of Full Force MMA who just got out of jail for assaulting a woman and burning a child as their matchmaker. Are you serious? Cage Warrior Combat in the state of Washington just hired a dude who beat his sister so bad that, dude, really? They hired him from Full Force MMA. That's Jeremy Barber, the one who just got out of jail for beating up a woman. Wow, that's classless. That's classless. You don't do that. Bad on Canned Warrior Combat. Bad. Look, we're calling our guest.
Hey, bro, let's call Texas Made, man. Let's call Texas
you
Made and talk about some fun time.
Yes, I'm done with that conversation and that company. Done. Bye.
This is Billy.
Hey,
hello?
Billy. Billy.
Sir.
Skip. What's up, brother?
What's happening, my man?
Oh, not too much, man. I guess I put the numbers in backwards.
No. I thought I was supposed to answer. My bad. This is Leroy's phone. He's sitting right next to me.
Oh, you tripped me out. I'm like, dude, I dialed the wrong number, man. I'm trapped. Hey, by the way, Billy, real quick, I got to confess something to you, man. I'm very sorry. I want to apologize. Last night we had a great conversation about setting up this interview. I found out 10 minutes before the show, Lapaki set this interview up.
I don't even know who that is or what that is.
Lapaki is my co-host, which he just stepped away real quick. He'll be right back. But I guess, I know me and you had talked about it in the past, so I just assumed.
Yeah, Kevin had mentioned something to me. Kevin Jenkins.
Yeah, so, man, all these people we know, we ended up getting him anyway, so I'm super happy. You know, we definitely want to talk with you as well. I guess he's dressed for success tonight to join the show, so.
This guy wants to show up in a suit for a radio interview.
That's baller, okay? That's baller. Let's do it. This guy knows how to sell himself. The fans love it. I bet you he's got
groups.
That's it.
All over the place. No, I don't know. Probably not.
Well, let's talk to the young man real quick.
What's that?
I said you said he's sitting next to you, right? Let's talk to him.
Yeah.
You want to put on on speaker or something, or are you going to just hand him the phone? How do you want to do this?
Here you go. I'll put him. I don't know. Can you put him on speaker? There you go. You're on speaker, brother.
Hey, Leroy. Welcome to the show, brother.
What's up, man? Good to be on.
Well, you know this. Dude, we've had Billy on the show on Madhouse Live in the past. He's somebody we love. He's somebody that we love supporting, and you know. Luda Elite, Billy, Kevin, everybody's talking about you. So we had to get you on the show, man. We hear you're the future. So for all the fans out there around the world listening tonight, tell them who you are, where you fight out of, and what your record is.
My name's Leroy Montoya. I fight out of Warriors Edge MMA, and I'm from New Braunfels, Texas.
Love New Braunfels.
And I'm 2-0, 125-er.
Now, 125, exciting weight class. It's very, very fast-paced. So I got to know, what's your background? Was it, did you play any, you know, high school, junior high, football, track, baseball, athletics, programs of any sort?
Yeah, I played football and track.
Oh, so you got to love that.
That's about it, yeah.
Now, what got you in the door of MMA?
Well, just like I watched UFC fights, UFC, WEC, the Pride fight. I liked it. One of my friends, he invited me to one of the classes. I went, and I haven't stopped since.
Now, you're down there, Warrior's Edge, doing some bujitsu. I got to know, and I know Lapaki's going to break
you. Do you go across the street and eat tacos?
Do you go to the Adobe Cafe and eat at all?
I have never been there before. I just
he's missing out on the hot sauce, man.
He is. That's what I'm saying. He's got to check that out because it's legit.
Skippy, he doesn't live in Texas, and last time we talked, we had a 15-minute conversation about Adobe Cafe hot sauce.
It's the bomb. Now, you know, you're 2-0. You know, you're training with a great, great gym and a great bunch of coaches and athletes. What's your goal? You know, do you want to have 8 to 10 amateur fights? Do you have a time limit? What are you thinking? Is this what you want to do as a pro, or is this just something for fun?
I want to turn pro, but I'm not going to make that switch until Billy says that I should, and yeah, I'm just going to go with what my coach says.
Well, I also got a, you know, he's your coach. He obviously is working with you. Have you got a chance to tap him out yet?
Not even close. Not even close to tapping Bujitsu.
Is he not like the swing?
You got to be careful because Skippy's trying. What Skippy's trying to do right now is he's trying to get you in trouble so that your coach will even go harder on you. So you got to be careful with this guy.
Yeah, I'm already getting my ass kicked to begin with to get ready for this fight.
But I guarantee you, his opponent ain't gonna have nothing compared to what he gets in the gym every day.
Well, you know, that's something, Billy. You know, anybody who's seen you perform regionally or on national television as a pro fighter yourself, you're very active, especially on the ground. You get really dirty with what you're doing down there and hurting people and constantly moving. You know, obviously instilling this style of fight in these kids. Do you think this is why guys like, you know, Mr. Texas Made MMA on Twitter, folks, is being so dominant in these fights is because you're trying to teach that killer instinct on the ground?
Absolutely. You know, you just try to scramble and keep that top pressure. Don't stick around in one position too long. Move all around the guy and just hit him with some dirty elbows. And once that blood's going, you know, everybody gets scared when they see their own blood. They seem to break under the pressure. So we just been practicing that heavy top game and lots of ground pound and strikes and not trying to fall to your back for a submission. You know, if you're going to hit a submission, you might as well stay on top and hit it. There's no need to go to your back, miss it, and wind up getting punched, you know. So we know his opponent. The dude actually used to train at my gym, kind of defected. So this is another grudge match. We got a little traitor we got to beat up. The guy's a boxer, you know. His ground sucks. We're just gonna handle business, be on top, beat him up for 3 rounds, finish him at the end.
Now, you know, I got to ask, is this for belts or honors or for the PG?
It'll be for Legacy Amateur Series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are they all fighting on Legacy then? Because I know you said the young lady's fighting there.
No,
right?
No, I had recently I had my girl Catherine Roy fight for PCG.
That's the amateur organization
out of Texas. She won. She got fight of the night on the same card. I had my 125er guy fight. He won a unanimous decision, beat the guy up pretty good. And then my 185er, Joe Maupin. That guy, watch for him soon in the pros because that guy's going places. He won. He beat the 185 champion in the first round and got submission of the night. And that's actually his first submission, so I was real happy with that. The rest of his fights are 20-second knockout, 26-second knockout, 9-second knockout, and a 48-second knockout. So he's a one-round guy. We haven't even begun to test his cardio yet, but if they keep going this way, we will never have to.
Now Leroy.
Well, that's what I actually wanted to ask Leroy about is, do you just, like, hear the clock getting close to a minute 33, and then you're like, all right, I'm done? Because both your fights, the times I've seen on the ride, are both a minute 33.
Yes, sir. The submission, I got an armbar on, I got an armbar in 133, and then ground and pound 133 on Ben Painter.
I'm like, what the hell? Does he just not like 134, or, I mean...
Billy's like, you guys got a minute and 33. We got to go. I got stuff to do.
That's it. I want this fight that he's going to fight to last a little longer than that because I want to inflict some damage on this kid he's fighting. So no easy submissions. Let's get him nice and bloody and finish him at the end.
Now, you know, Leroy, what's, you know, fight camp? Obviously, you know, you're going to get ready to do this. What's a fight camp like for you down there at the gym? I mean, is this every day, twice a day? What do we see you in the gym for your camp?
Well, I do MMA Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Monday and Wednesdays at 7:30. We do technique, and then we do we drill it, and then we just open the mat, not pretty much open mat, round robin, and then Fridays at 6 o'clock, we spar. Me, Kat, Joe, Corey, we all stay in the middle, and everybody just round robin us, spar, 4-minute rounds, 5-minute rounds, and they pretty much kick our ass for that and get us ready for the fights. And then I got strength and conditioning Tuesdays and Thursdays in the morning.
Now, are you also working, going to school? What are you doing on the way time?
My wife, she just got a nursing job. She let me go full-time fighting, so that's a plus, so I can train whenever I want.
Oh, let's give her a shout-out. Way to go, young
yes.
lady. You're talking about supporting you.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I want to touch on that a little bit. Was that kind of a relief to know, A, not only she supports you enough, but now you can also train full-time to be more involved in your career and growing it quicker?
Yeah, we planned it out, like, when she first started nursing school 5-6 years ago, because I was working 14, 12-hour shifts every day, four or five days a week, and we planned it out. I train every now and then. Like, I train and then go to the gym. She'd be in school in the mornings, and then once she graduated, got her job, we'd switch, and now she's pretty much helping me out, letting me train full-time.
That's really cool. That is really cool. I mean, we talk to a lot of fighters, and some, you know, some spouses are very supportive and some aren't. So you're lucky.
Yeah, she's it's a blessing.
So your opponent coming up, obviously you guys know a lot about his game, seeing as he used to be there. Does it when it comes to the fights, do you care to know about your opponent? Do you want to break him down? How does that work for you?
For my first fighter, I knew he was a wrestler. He fought out of the Jackson's MMA in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and I knew he was a wrestler. But it's just wherever it goes, I want to be the dominant. So we work everything. It doesn't matter if he wants to go on the ground. I want to ground and pound to mid him. If he wants to get up top, I'll strike him, kick those legs in, just whatever. We work everything over here at Warrior's Edge.
Well, that's a good attitude to have about it, you know. How far out are you from fight day?
2.5 weeks.
How's the weight for you right now?
I'm way leaned out. I'm 140, 130, 138, lean. Where I want to be for right now.
When do you start cutting off that last bit of weight? Like 2-3 days out?
It's just slowly but surely losing 1-2 every week. And then once that week starts, more cardio, and start losing a pound a day the week of. And then get close to 125 and just cut those 4 or 5 pounds. It's easy money weight right there.
Hey, Billy, question for you. As a coach there, when do you guys stop the hard sparring and start going to light pad work and more cardio?
The Friday before the fight will be your last day of hard sparring. Probably put some headgear on you, just use 16-ounce gloves, shin guards. The last week, it's really drilling every escape, every position, every submission in the clinch, getting up off your back, getting people down off the fence, just really getting all those positions stuck in your head and keeping them there right before fight day.
Now, you know, Billy, we've had a chance to talk off and on over the last year or so, maybe a little longer than that. You know, I know you love the fight game. I know that's something that you've been really, really passionate about. But I've talked to you a few times away from the show in the last 6-8 months, and you seem to have a new spirit about you when you talk about coaching. Have you really started to become fond of coaching right now? Because I know you've taken a little bit of a hiatus to heal.
No, yeah. I got it. Some injuries that need healing and possibly a little surgery in the future. Been trying to actually my whole career been trying to push the surgery off. So right now I'm just taking some time off lifting, trying to build my back strength back up. And, yeah, I'm coaching these guys and putting these guys in fights. And like you, I said earlier, they're winning fights. And every time a guy wins from our gym, it seems like we have four or five new guys sign up at the gym and people hitting us up on Facebook and Twitter and wanting to know, you know, how come all your guys win fights? And, you know, the only answer is come train with us and see, you know, we breed winners. We try to make champions at our gym.
Well, you're doing a good job, that's for sure.
It's working out so far, yeah.
Now, you know, Billy, you know, you talking about, you know, you guys going out and winning. You guys have been hitting quite a few events throughout Texas and consistently winning and bringing home titles. For the title, the winners, when they get a title, you know, are you having any issues with egos when they win the titles, or is that not an issue with your fighters?
No, not at all. My guys are... Man, it's really like I'm in a gym full of comedians. Every day is just a bunch of guys goofing off, and, you know, the work ethic's there. Everybody works hard, but everybody laughs and smiles and has a good time. Nobody thinks they're better than anybody else. Fighting, like I told you before, fighting is definitely not a single-man sport. You know, we go into that cage on fight night as a team, and we train as a team, fight as a team, and win as a team. So... each win for each one of my students is a win for the whole team. You know, without all the guys and girls together, nobody's nothing. You can't do this by yourself. You need everybody together.
It's true. You know,
Leroy, I got a question, man. Are you working with Ludo Elite too?
I've been talking to Mercedes and Tony for a while. Met them on Instagram. They're real cool people. I talked to Mercedes and Tony. They helped me out, like, with the weight cuts, decision-making and all that. So they're pretty cool people. They're real good.
Great people.
Yeah, no, man.
Yes.
Mercedes and those guys are awesome, man. Longtime friends of ours. And, you know, it's been fun following Tony's career since shortly after his trip to Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, Lepaki. You know, great group of people, you know. They're always trying to help grow the sport and help people in the sport, so I love it. A big shout-out to the champ and his wife, both great people. So I got to ask you, you know, you seem on social media to be really, really heavily have a great fan base. I mean, it's huge. It's deep. What is, you know... I guess, what is it? Do you got some salesmanship? Do you got a bravado about you? What is it that's drawing these mass fans to you?
Dude, I talk to everybody. I don't shut out anybody. If somebody wants, like, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, talk about MMA, talk about anything, I conversate. I don't just ignore anybody.
So you feel like you're accessible to the fans, and that's what's building your popularity?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because you're really well-liked. I mean, a lot of people are talking highly of you. Does any of that ever weigh on you, you know, when people come and they're like, oh, you know, especially at an event where they're like, oh, you're my favorite, you're the best, go, you know. Does any of that weigh on you, all the fans wanting you to continually win and get better?
Oh, it pushes me to work harder. It pushes me when I'm tired. It pushes me to keep on going. It's a big, real big, helpful push. It did not weigh me down or nothing.
That's cool. I like it. You sound like you got your head on right. You know, you know, you've lined this out smart. Obviously, you're with a great gym. You know, I can't say anything more than I wish you the best. I think you got what it takes, you know, and I can't wait. Legacy, great event. You know, especially a great place to make waves. Because, you know, we've seen a lot of their amateurs go to the pros there. So,
yes, sir.
With obviously, with where you're fighting, you know, I know there's an event that will be there in about, I don't know, 2-3 months down in El Paso coming out of California. You got events like Roctagon. You got events up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Are you looking, more to the west or more to the north at all at events, or are you guys really happy with your region right there in Central Texas?
We're just taking it fight by fight right now. We're not really focusing on anything. We're focusing on Kevin right now, and then after every fight, somebody wants me to fight, we talk about it, and if it's a good deal, then we'll go. Jason Pauly, he was talking to me about fighting for a V3 fight over there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes,
Game
we
Changer.
Know V3.
Yes, so hopefully once I win this, if it's a good deal, we can get plane tickets and everything, so we'll go over there.
I tell you what, V3 has the top amateur organization in the whole state of Tennessee, period. And I'll argue anybody that to the ground. That's a great organization to fight for. They just recently started a pro division as well. So, I mean, this between Legacy and V3, you got a chance to really build your name, your following, and get tougher fights and grow. So it sounds like you guys are, as a team, doing right, and you're making the right steps. So I hope, and by the way, Game Changer, great sponsor of MMA Madhouse. We
yes,
love
sir.
You guys.
They're making my walkout shirts.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, and I believe you also have Soapalicious, who they sponsor
Soapalicious. Soapalicious. Iron Jaw from over there, Tennessee.
Dude, yeah, hey, go ahead and shout out all your sponsors, man. Anything you want to get out, Instagram, thank you, shout outs to the gym, whoever. Take your time right now and get some shout outs.
All right, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my coach, Billy Bujitsu, Killer Cat, Albert, Corey, Joe, Ozzy, Eric, Ernest, all the Warriors Edge crew, Bubba, Gina, and my old gym, Armor House, Bobby Hernandez, Paul Vela, and my sponsor is Game Changer, Vitamin Shack, Iron Jaw, Soapalicious, Fat Fader, and MMAFightFans.com. And the biggest shout-out to my wife, Myra. She's been the biggest support, biggest sponsor out of everybody.
Big shout-out to Maya. Big shout-out to Team Madhouse. That's cool, man. I, like I said, that's just really good, man. Like, my wife makes me work, like, 3 jobs. She sits home all day watching Oprah.
Hey, I got a shout-out, too, I got to make, man. I'm getting text messages right now from one of our training partners, Alberto Leja. He wants me to tell everybody that he wears an extra-large cup in the gym. But I don't know why. I don't know what it holds. I guess he puts his wallet in it or something. I don't know what it's for. It's kind of like a fanny pack.
Hey, Billy, you're a man of your word, because I saw last night you said you would do it. And
yeah, he's listening. I'm sure his whole family's listening. So there you go, pal.
Any relation to Jesse James Leha? Any relation to Jesse James Leha?
No, I don't think so.
I want to give a shout out to Mercedes White and Tony Burchek as well. They're always being there when I have questions to ask them.
Oh, that's a
I'm
that's
talking
a
to Mercedes right now. I'll tell her you said hi.
Look at that. See, he's multitasking.
I can see the Twitters pop up right now.
Hey, you know, we're trying to show you some love, man. That's what we're about here. You know, it's about exposing this fresh young talent. I got to ask you. As you know, you're training in this gym with these killers. Your opinion, besides yourself, male or female fighter in your gym in the next 2 years that you think fans are going to see making waves in the pro ranks?
I think Killer Cat, Catherine Roy, she kicks my ass in the gym. Once she's going to fight for the 115 PCG belt, strawweight, and she's taking that home. She's taking that belt home.
Well, we actually have her coming up in a couple of weeks, and we also have another one of your teammates, Joe, right, Billy?
Yeah, Joe Maupin, the killer. Knockout, submission of the night, him as well.
Yeah,
and Corey.
You guys got a killer little crew going right there, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, away from MMA, how many times have you been down the river in San Marcos?
Shoot, back in the day when I was way younger, I was a river rat. I was there every day.
Dude,
I tell you what, that dude, I right about now, I miss that place, man. I'm up in the Pacific Northwest, but I sure miss that river.
Yeah, now it's freaking hot as hell. All the college kids take it up.
Yeah, that's right. They're back in school, huh? They're all coming back to town, man. School starts next month.
Yeah, Texas State.
Yep. My mother-in-law teaches out there. So, yeah, I used to live out there in San Marcos.
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
I thought you said you lived in San Luis Obispo.
I've lived all over the world, son. I'm well traveled. Now,
well,
I'm
gonna you call me son, huh?
Hey, yes, I do, son. Hey, Leroy, any city in the world doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the fight organization. Doesn't matter the fight. If you could, perform in an MMA fight anywhere in the world, where would you want to fight?
Brazil. Brazil would be crazy to fight over there.
Dude,
I'd love
yeah.
to fight over there in Brazil.
Jungle fight, you're not too far from, you go pro, man, you might want to look at jungle fight. I know they've been bringing a lot of Americans down lately.
Gonna have to put the word in, Skip.
You know me, dude. I got a problem with that, man. I'll pass the word on, man. As soon as you guys are ready. I just was interviewing Jose Diaz the other night, and he just signed a four-fight deal out of Southern California to fight down there. And so he's really pumped, you know. So, once again, man, you want to fight and travel and get paid to do it, that is smart business.
Yes, sir.
Well, Billy, I want you to get out anything you got coming up for your fighters, man. I know you guys, anybody who follows you on Facebook knows you guys pretty much almost every weekend are fighting somewhere. So why don't you let the fans know what's coming up with your gym in the next few weeks?
Man, next few weeks, got Leroy here fighting for Legacy Amateur Series. It's a good match. It'll be a good fight. Exciting. Nice for the fans. After that, next month, we got Killer Catherine Roy fighting for the first women's strawweight title for PCG fights in San Antonio. Also on that card is Eric Leos. He's one of my newer guys, but he's picking everything up really fast. I think he's going to perform really well. Other than that, we're waiting for somebody else to accept the fight with Joe Maupin, man. Nobody wants to fight this kid. He's knocking everybody out, putting everybody away in the first round. So, we just got to keep up the hard work and hope people take fights and keep things going on the same track that they are, because everything's looking up right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll pass the word on. I would hope to see you in the October-ish, I believe, is when SparStar's coming out of California to put on their first event in Texas. And it's going to be a Texas versus California card. I hope to see some of your guys on that card. I'll definitely put a good word in for you.
Absolutely, man. Let me know.
Yeah, I understand right now they're trying to lock down. It looks like El Paso is where they're going to try to do it. They haven't dead set on that yet, but I understand that's where they're trying to lock it down for.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it would be a great little area. They got a great population down there, and I think the MMA scene over there on the border's growing, honestly, especially in El Paso. I'm seeing more and more gyms on Facebook. I'm seeing more and more fighters out of that area. So hopefully we could see a really good card with some Warrior Edge fighters on it.
Sounds good to me.
Well, Billy, I know you and Leroy have taken the night and hung out with us. I know it's a lot later there than it is where we are. Man, I want to thank you, Billy, for everything you do with us and helping us and always working with us at Madhouse. And, I want to wish you, obviously, the best on everything, both coaching and fighting. Leroy, I want to have you on again down the road as you keep progressing and keep winning, especially
yes,
when you're going to turn pro. We want to have you back on, brother.
For sure, man. I'm always down.
Well, gentlemen, we'll let you guys go enjoy the rest of your evening. And Leroy, I want to tell you were the nicest dressed guest we've ever had.
That's good to know, man. That's real good to know.
Billy, I'll talk to you soon, brother. Leroy, go get that victory.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Take care, man.
Later, guys.
Thanks, fellas.
Everybody out there, you guys make sure you follow him at Texas Made MMA and at Boo Jitsu MMA. Follow the boys.
It's been a really, really good show tonight. We've got to talk with Rich Miller from Gladiators of the Cage about Road to Glory. We got to talk with Billy and Leroy out of Warrior's Edge in San Marcos. You guys get out there and follow these kids. Support them. If you guys run into Leroy at an event, slip him $20 and say thank you for the performance so he can put gas in his car. You see Billy, you know, go up and thank him. Have him sign your shirt or a poster from the event. Go down and check out his gym, you know. Go, you know, see if it's maybe what you want to try out. Maybe it's a good place for you. You know, get out there and support these guys and their sponsors. Go buy some Soapalicious soap. You know, go out there and get a Game Changer t-shirt. You know, support these sponsors that are helping these kids, these gyms, and these fighters and these promoters. That's what it's about, folks. Super simple. So if you see Leroy slipping $20, it's not about you. It's not. I know you're only in this job for the fame and the women, you know, and I understand that you enjoy
that
aspect.
The paycheck, dude. The paycheck.
Oh, well, I thought that was just automatically a given. I mean, I didn't think I needed to say that. I know that you're driving around in your $80,000 cool car.
I know, dude. I make it rain everywhere I go, bro. I walk into the 7-Eleven, I pay the girl making it rain.
Hey, this weekend, folks, we got some good events coming up. You guys know you can always follow MMAMadhouse.com. We got all kinds of great press releases up. Also, check out our newest venture coming to you in mere probably 18 hours. It should be up and running. The Madhouse Global Combat Network. It's going to be a site where you can go find free MMA, kickboxing, Muay Thai, stream links, videos, iPay-per-views, no Zuffa content at all. Don't want it. Don't need it. But if you guys want to check out the archive with tens of thousands of hours of fights, go for it, man. It's up, still under the old name. If you type that in, it will come up. But the new site should be up, I'm hoping, by tomorrow morning. By the time I get up, it should be up. So I'm super excited about that. I also want to thank all my great sponsors, all the fans for listening. You guys follow us at MMA Madhouse on Twitter, Instagram, Tout, Google+, LinkedIn. Yeah, LaPaca, you got anything you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out for the last hour and 38 minutes, brother.
Hey, I enjoy doing this for close to 3 years now with you, brother. This has been a great adventure, and we got a lot more to come. But on that note, let's say Eagle.
Dude, I think. Hold on, man. I think that we need to be careful, though, moving forward, because the big bad wolf is looking for us.
Oh, I'm scared. Canned warrior combat matchmaker. Oh, I'm not scared. I don't know about you guys, but I completely remember reading yesterday that tomorrow he will be sharing it. Well, that's today. Unless it's one of those signs like tomorrow free beer. That's all I can think of. Hey, big shout out to Canned Warrior Combat and Eagle.